Richard Valdez is a former Marine and Vietnam veteran who was wounded in the war and has been living with the after effects for a half century.
I was shot in the knee, and so ultimately I ended up having a knee replacement, which caused my other knee to go, which caused my back to go, and, you know, just a number of different issues associated with it. I've had six surgeries in the VA, and I haven't had any complaints.
Valdez says he's taken advantage of a service offered by the VA known as telemedicine. It's like a teleconference with the patient at a VA clinic in Oxnard and a doctor in Los Angeles. There might even be a nurse with the patient to check vital signs. In other cases, the veteran might be at home. It allows veterans to talk to their health care providers without having to drive to Los Angeles, where specialists are based.
That makes it a heck of a lot easier than once the results are in, then making an appointment, scheduling it, and coming in.
Telemedicine has been getting a big push in Ventura County, where local VA facilities have been overwhelmed in the past, and seeing a specialist means a trip to VA facilities in the Los Angeles area.
It is, I think, an issue of access and timeliness for patients who need, particularly in the areas of specialty care of some sort. If they can get those results or have a consultation with a doctor faster and quicker and have that continuity of care, I think is really, really important.
That's Democratic Congresswoman Julia Brownlee of Westlake Village. On Tuesday, she brought a House subcommittee to Camarillo for a field hearing on the use of telemedicine in the VA healthcare system. Brownlee says until the VA can get more specialists to areas like Ventura County, telemedicine provides an alternative to long days of travel for veterans to Los Angeles for healthcare.
The frustration, I think, for our veterans here, and certainly my own frustration, is that we have a facility here, but we have had no specialty care services. So all of our veterans have to go to West LA or Sepulveda. The travel back and forth is, it takes all day. And if you don't drive your own automobile, you get picked up by a bus at 6 o'clock in the morning, you get dropped off in the evening at 7 o'clock at night. That's not a very pleasant day to have one appointment that might be 10 or 15 minutes.
Dr. Scotty Hartcroft, who's the new chief of staff for the VA's Greater Los Angeles healthcare system, says they've expanded the availability of telemedicine in Ventura County to help bridge the current staffing shortfall.
I arrived April 4th, and within 2 weeks, it was very obvious Oxnard had issues with capacity. We all know that you just can't turn around people, getting people hired, credentialed, and processed. So within literally a couple weeks, we had our first appointment with someone seeing their primary care provider that was already a staff person at West LA. And then that saved the veteran from having to drive down to West LA to see him. It saved the doctor from having to drive the distance back and forth and still be effective.
And VA officials say system-wide, the telemedicine effort is booming.
Last year, we were over 11% of the VA population received some of their health care through telehealth. We provided over 2 million telehealth encounters last year to over 650,000 veterans.
Dr. Kevin Galpin is interim director of the VA's national telehealth effort. Galpin says the technology can be much more than medical professionals connecting with patients. He says it can allow family members to take an active role in a relative's care, even if they can't physically attend the appointment.
There are family members involved. You have care navigators. You have caretakers. Those people have other responsibilities. So what we'd like to be able to do is leverage this technology and say, let's invite you virtually into the appointments. If you can't make the visit with the doctor today, come in on your cell phone. That's really going to help out with people's health care in general.
The system's advocates say one of the biggest issues may be just getting people to try it. Some older veterans are reluctant to use teleconferencing as a way of communicating with medical professionals, while VA officials say younger patients often embrace it. They say it's not intended to be a total replacement for doctor visits, but for something like a simple progress report, it can provide an efficient way of getting the job completed. In Camarillo, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.